Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight, a snapshot of what the buzz is in your backyard and mine. This is a big one. The Senate voted Monday against advancing that measure led by Senators John Cornyn and Rand Paul and John Thune to stop federal aid to Planned Parenthood. But it appears that the continued fight will go on. However, right now the Senate does not advance the effort to halt Planned Parenthood funding. How about that? It sparked a massive debate, really, the last couple of days, for sure, especially. And not having enough votes wasn't necessarily a surprise, obviously, in looking at the Senate. So while that's going on, who's zooming who in the world of I Want to Be President? A new poll, a Fox News poll, shows that Trump is even much higher than we thought, for what it's worth, as we get ready for the big debate in a couple of days. So the businessman with the big mouth is gaining ground, frankly, in the race. The number of GOP primary voters are saying, a lot of them are saying they would at least consider backing Trump. It's doubled in the last 2 months. So he's not just somebody who's thrown a monkey wrench into this whole thing. He actually is getting some support. So what does the Fox poll tell us, for what it's worth? You know that we like to break down these polls. Trump gets the backing of 26% of self-identified Republican primary voters. Now, that's up from 18% in mid-July and 11% a month ago. That's not only the highest level of support for Trump, but it's also the highest for any Republican candidate that they've gotten since they started the poll in 2013. Former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, 15%, and he is the only other Republican in double digits. So how about that? And then behind Trump and Bush, it's Scott Walker, 9%, Ben Carson, 7%, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee at 6%, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul at 5%, and Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Ohio Governor John Kasich, 3%. What is significant is, why do we care about this? Well, because the polls, folks, are what's fueling who's going to be on the main stage in the 10 slots that are available. So there you go. You know who your 10 really are. Certainly Trump is there and Walker is there and Rubio is there. It's the Santorums and those kind of guys that aren't going to be on the stage, for what it's worth, right? Now that there's been talk about Joe Biden possibly jumping into the campaign, I think it still is a done deal that Hillary Clinton gets the nomination, but not everybody thinks that. Not everybody thinks that it's inevitable, especially if Biden jumps in. You know, she's got her first TV ads that are popping up in Iowa and New Hampshire. And, you know, they're looking at what they saw in 2008. So they're trying to keep up the momentum. But her biggest threat could be from somebody who hasn't declared at this point. Some people are pushing Senator Elizabeth Warren to run. She's saying she's not going to. I mean, who knows? There's even been a rumor that Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz is being pushed to run. And supposedly, at least according to the former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu, he's saying, I think there's some panic in the Clinton camp. I don't know if I think there's panic. Who would they be the most nervous about? Would you really be nervous about Joe Biden? Would Joe Biden make you think that more people would, he would disrupt the vote and she wouldn't get the nomination. I don't know. And I find that hard to believe. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to talk with Eric Peters about the ridiculousness, especially with people spending so much time in Iowa, of all the lopsided subsidies that go toward biofuels, when really, if you look at ethanol and the high alcohol content, plus we're not producing it, we don't have the plants, the push is for eventually this E85, which wouldn't match with most of our cars. Right now we're at E10, and then they're pushing it to E15. But what does alcohol do to your car? What does the moisture do, which is what part of this whole problem is? Anyway, we dive deeper into ethanol and the biofuels debate. And then a little politics of a different sort mixed in just talking about, as a libertarian, Eric Peters, who do you vote for? And I said to him, if you look at everybody on the stage, is there anyone you could vote for? And he says, no. How many people out there feel like Eric Peters, that there's nobody that really represents them, despite the polls and what's being said in the polls? Ultimately, when you look at everybody running, is there somebody you think that absolutely represents what America should be? And so far, I haven't heard very many people say they feel really good about that. And because so many people don't vote, the numbers that we're talking about are so small, are so tiny. Tiny, tiny, tiny. We'll talk with Eric Peters. Also, we'll mix in some other conversation about ISIS and homegrown terrorism. A TCU student, not too far from where our satellite facility is, where I'm broadcasting from right now, a TCU student is being punished for criticizing Islam and the Baltimore riots. Wow. So I bet you didn't think I was going to say that. But it's a 19-year-old who is part of the College Republicans and the Young Americans for Freedom. He said he was told by TCU that his conservative views were inappropriate. Inappropriate. He says, they're trying to make me out to be the classic bigoted, hateful white male. And he's saying that's not true. That's not true at all. And TCU banned Harry Vincent from most campus activities, ordered him to perform 60 hours of community service and attend a diversity training class as well. And this is part of that 140-character world, because he was tweeting things. And that's what it took to suspend this student for several social networking posts that slammed ISIS, the Baltimore rioters, and also Mexicans as well. So it doesn't look as though he's getting back in any time soon. It's an interesting fair or foul. But some of the words that he used on Twitter and some of the terms, I think that's what initially set off part of the problem. All right, coming up next, no problem here. We've got Eric Peters in the wings. He's up next on America Tonight.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtual green room right now. I don't think we gave him too much Red Bull. I'm not sure about that. He is the complete opposite of many of us on the third shift who kick it into high gear a little bit later in the evening. Eric Peters is our guest, and he is a libertarian. He is self-professed libertarian gearhead. He writes about cars, energy, and freedom. Here's what I like. If you go to ericpetersautos.com, because I'm an auto freak anyway, but if you go there, man, you will learn things that will make your eyes roll around in the back of your head, including some of the stuff that we've been talking about. What is the deal with biodiesel, which is being shoved down our throat, and who is really profiting from it? He calls it the Kool-Aid of the farm lobby, and I agree. Eric, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, of course, now there's a lot of conversation about this, especially with the Iowa caucuses and all that stuff, and we're right into the thick of it. It seems like every day Hillary Clinton is in Iowa. So to be these politicians in modern times, is that what they do? They just, all right, look, we gotta go along with biodiesel, or we got to go along with ethanol. We keep hearing about the ethanol factor, but there's not even enough plants to manufacture what we would need, right?
Well, the interesting thing is that the lobby contributes equally to both political parties, and so in that way they've got both their bases covered. It really doesn't matter from their point of view which one gets elected, because ultimately it seems to be it's their guy or perhaps their woman, depending on how things turn out.
Yeah, so when you look at renewables, what specifically bothers you the most?
Well, let's see. Let's start with, we're told often about how advantageous it is to use these renewables, but if they're so advantageous, then why does the government have to force them down our throats? I've drawn the parallel with I like to go to Chipotle. Your listeners may like Chipotle and get a burrito or a bowl there. And Chipotle doesn't send a lobbyist to Washington to have the government carve out a subsidy for Chipotle burritos because people like them and they're willing to buy them without any coercion involved. And I wonder why that same standard doesn't apply to these biofuels. If they're such a good idea, it shouldn't be necessary for the government to be involved.
Yeah, and I would say the other thing is, if it's such a good idea, then let's let the politicians drive around only on biofuels and really push that to all their constituents, which, of course, you know that's not happening, unless it's advantageous to them and they're in the breadbasket area or they're in areas where that's being pushed because of the corn lobbies there, then that's a whole different story. So it is about the power of the purse, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. Similarly, with regard to Obamacare and various other things that they pass, they exempt themselves from it, and that's rather telling. You know, if it's not good for the goose, it shouldn't be good for the gander. The other point that I would make is that it does cause food prices to rise, simply because a lot of the potential food that could be produced for animal or human consumption, specifically with regard to ethanol, the corn, with regard to biodiesel, soybeans, is diverted to the production of these biofuels, and as a result of that, the cost of food goes up. So we're paying more for food, and we're paying more for fuel.
Yeah, beef specifically would cost more. As I know, I'm in beef land in Dallas, and then it costs more, as I was talking to a farmer the other day, it costs more to ship that too, right?
Sure, because ethanol and biodiesel, it's less energy dense, so you have to burn more of it to go the same distance. So the truckers have to spend more on fuel to get from A to B, and the stuff that they're hauling costs us more because it's cost more to produce it.
Yeah, and then here's the other part of this, Eric. What about older cars? What does that do to older cars when you're talking about using these alternatives?
Ethanol has been a disaster for older vehicles, which were not designed to accommodate high alcohol content fuels. Most of the ethanol that's sold right now is E10, meaning that the gas you buy is 10% ethanol. They're pushing for E15, which would be 15% ethanol, and they're also looking down the road at E85, which is 85% ethanol. Alcohol is a corrosive fuel, and if the vehicle's fuel system is not designed specifically to accommodate it, you get all kinds of problems. One of the big ones is that it attracts moisture, and moisture is a big enemy of your fuel system. It causes fuel lines to rot out, and it's in particular playing havoc with people who have marine engines and so on, and power sports, lawn equipment and what have you. It's been really, really tough on those things.
Yeah, so when we look at that all combined, and then you look at the auto industry, and if you're producing new cars, I guess it depends on what it is you're producing and where you're at, but that could be a disaster too as well for many in the auto industry, especially when they're in that what I call the second-hand market, when we're talking about like used cars, right?
Yeah, it's accelerating the obsolescence of the older cars because it's increasing the wear and tear on them and getting them out of the market. And the other side of the coin is that, to get back to the point about being less energy dense, your fuel efficiency goes down when you're using these fuels. And that's rather ironic because we're constantly told about how imperative it is that we get higher efficiency and more miles per gallon, and yet the government is force-feeding fuels that are less fuel efficient on the public.
Yeah. All right. I'd be remiss, Eric, if I didn't ask you this. We're speaking to Eric Peters. You can check him out at ericpetersautos.com. You know, you write about cars, and I saw a picture of you on a motorcycle. What's your favorite chariot to ride in? What do you like the best?
Cars or bikes?
Bikes.
Okay, I've got an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple, and for people who are familiar with those, in particular the H2 750 that was made in the early mid '70s, and they were known as the Widowmaker back in the day because of their power curve, and there's nothing that quite makes the sound of a Kawasaki two-stroke triple on its power curve. There are bikes today that are much faster and much quicker, but they're much more controlled. As Hunter Thompson would say, it takes a real man to ride an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple.
I love that. How do you feel about, I know you wrote about this, you know, if you go to your website, you can read all this stuff, but you wrote about the Toyota Camry hybrid. A lot of people are talking about hybrids and what does that mean and should I get a hybrid and how much does it cost to me? And what did you find with the Camry?
Well, I find, now, I think the technology is impressive and interesting, but despite all the hobbles that have been put on them by the government, you can get diesels that will do as well or better for significantly less money. With all due respect to Toyota, and I like the Camry, it's a good car, you can pick up something like a Volkswagen Jetta TDI diesel for about $5,500 less than the base price of the Camry hybrid. And in real world driving, and I drive these cars for a living, and so I can tell you from personal experience, you will match the mileage of a hybrid, in particular if you drive a lot on the highway, which most people tend to do, for less money with less hassle. So I'm very impressed with some of the diesel cars that are on the market right now.
Yeah. When you go out, because obviously, you know, you ride a lot, and if you're on your bike, do you have a favorite route that you take?
Yeah, I live out here in the sticks of rural southwest Virginia, and there's a road just down the road from me called Bent Mountain, and it's a series of S-turns that goes about 2-3 miles from about 1,500 feet at the valley floor all the way up to about 3,000 feet in that relatively short distance, and it's the finest test track you'll find on the East Coast, in my opinion.
Wow. So, you know, I said this in the beginning, too, mixing in the politics of the libertarian bent. When you look at the fact that on Thursday we got 10 people on a stage of the Republican debate, is there anyone in that crowd that you like?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. You know, it's really kind of daunting and sad to look at that field and not find anybody that's really simpatico. And the reason, as a libertarian, that's the case is I'm not looking to tell anybody what to do. I would just like to leave everybody alone and ask the same in return.
Yep.
And unfortunately, none of those guys are willing to do that.
Yeah, it looked like Rand Paul, you know, initially, when Rand Paul jumped into the Senate, it looked like he was going in that direction, but now that's switched, I think.
I think so, too, unfortunately. Of course, you know, on the other side of the fence, it's none too appealing either.
Yeah, so then what do you do? I mean, it comes down to this. I say this all the time because I'm always pushing for the third party. But, you know, when it comes to voting, do you just say, well, I got to sit this out because how can I, who am I voting for?
Well, there's lots of arguments to be made on that, but one of them that I think is pretty persuasive is by with just withdrawing your consent. They desperately need the illusion, if not the actuality, of consent. That is the idea that most people have supported one or the other candidates. But when you break it down, particularly at the presidential level, what is it? Something like about half the eligible voter pool votes. So that's about 50%. And then the winner typically wins by about 25%. So you've got a relatively small minority of the actual eligible voters who actually wind up selecting the president. So despite all the talk about democracy, a majority rule, in fact, the minority rules.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And if you, like you said, if you do the math, it's simple math, then you realize what's really happening. Yeah,
exactly.
Really, really, really sad. Fun to talk to you, though, Eric Peters. Thanks for hanging late with us. And again, check him out at ericpetersautos.com. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
And nothing to see. Sometimes I feel like something is gone here. Something is wrong here.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNlive.com/forum. That's GCNlive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
One, two, three, four. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
You know how we roll here on America tonight. As Willie says, we can't wait to get on the road again. Check out KateOnTheRoad.com. KateOnTheRoad.com. We certainly have taken the show to some pretty cool places. Ireland, Ecuador, Grenada, Taos, Hawaii, New Jersey, California. You never know. We could show up in your neighborhood, and you could help us make that happen. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com. And especially now, because on Thursday we're giving away a computer. All you have to do for that is go to the website and click on the middle of the website. It'll say, want to learn how you can get Kate on the road to your area. Click on that and give us your email address, and you're automatically entered into the drawing. We will have the first drawing, because we've got a couple we're going to give away. The first drawing will happen on Thursday for the next book, Flex 11. The next book, Flex 11. And it could be you, my friends. It could be one of you. And who knows where we take the show next. I can hardly wait, and you can help us do that again. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com. I'll tell you what, when I talk about America Tonight being about the buzz in the backyard, really one of the, I think, the biggest things certainly trending in the 140-character world, but at your coffee clutches and among your posse, how many have talked about Cecil the Lion being killed by the Minnesota dentist and the fact that he shut down his dentistry practice? The cops were cruising around in his neighborhood worried that someone was going to try to kill him. And then I was reading something today. There was a picture of a woman, and they were calling her the Huntress, and she was posing with a giraffe that she killed. So in light of all this anti-big game hunting, America Tonight, and not America Tonight, American Airlines, close enough, American Airlines has said, you know what, we're not going to allow big game trophies anymore. We're not doing it. Because we decided after all this uproar over people who have traveled and illegally killed big game in Africa, you know, traveled there, we're not going to do it. So we're not going to transport, and they used to, buffalo, elephant, leopard. They were really specific. We're not going to transport buffalo, elephant, leopard, lion, or rhino trophies. No more of that. We're not going to do it. And this policy just changed, boom, overnight because of everybody being furious about the illegal killing of the Zimbabwe cat, Cecil the Lion. So while Walter Palmer allegedly paid like $50,000 to hunt the animal after it was lured from its national park into an unprotected area, this set off fireworks in all kinds of directions. And then there was the accusation of a second American killing the other lion, who Jericho, who was his brother, but of course that wasn't true. That didn't happen. Then there is the picture of the woman they're calling the Huntress, who has her giraffe, and she's sitting on the dead giraffe. So it's pretty clear. I mean, look, the airlines, we're not doing it. We're not shipping it, because they get pretty big money for that. Wow. And you wonder how this affects the business of preparing those trophies. I met somebody who's one of the best in the world in Fort Worth, Texas last year because my nephew was fascinated by it. And he took us through what he does and how how people mount certain things and things that he needed to make the big game appropriate for the walls, meaning, you know, how would it look, the eyes, the things, and all that kind of stuff. And you wonder how that business is also affected now because of it. And this is all about people being upset about the lion. And rightfully so, because here's the thing. As somebody asked me, you know, is it wrong that everybody wants to string up the dentist? In the sense of, if somebody really did do that, would be outrageous. It would be. But because they specifically lured an innocent lion who was in a zone where he was supposed to be safe, I think that's the disgusting, despicable part of it, more than anything. And some of the other things that he did, obviously, in the name of, you know, what, I want to kill big things. I don't get it. You know, I'm not anti-hunting. It's certainly in my family, there have been plenty of people who have hunted deer and other things, but none to my knowledge ever that paid someone money and lured out an animal from a safe zone and did that. And that absolutely is what has ticked off everybody. That's what it is, more than anything. More than anything. That's what it's about. Then there's this other, I think, thing that's happening that we've been talking about a little bit, certainly here. But the fact that it's not necessarily a done deal when it comes to Hillary Clinton, although it seemed that way to me, and it still seems that way to me, and I stand by that she's going to be the Democratic nominee. But all of a sudden, there is really this hot push for Joe Biden. I mean, really? I don't know. Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, what are you thinking? Would you rather the nominee be Joe Biden? Or rather the nominee be Hillary Clinton? And I can't imagine. I mean, if you're Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden gets in this thing and beats you for the nomination, I think you take your crowns and go home. I mean, come on. Are you kidding? After what happened the last time around? Oh, absolutely. But like I said, there is a big push for Biden to get involved. He has a lot of people on the Hill that would like to see him run. So it's no folly. It's serious. There are a lot of people pushing for Biden to jump into the race, including his son, who died horribly too young of cancer, was pushing him in that direction. Before he died, he was telling his father to run. So, I don't know, maybe Biden becomes the challenger. Maybe. Would he trump Clinton if he jumped in? I'm going to still say no. I don't think so. And it wouldn't be America tonight if we didn't mix in something about the weather. If you go to my Facebook and just put in Kate Delaney and I'll friend you, you'll see a picture, you'll see a video that I put up that my brother shot in Tampa. Tampa is like it's missing. The middle of Florida is like it's missing from the map. It is. They've had so much rain in his neighborhood. Fish are jumping in the street. I'm not kidding you. You could go out, and not exaggerating, you could go out and dump a line out there and catch a fish. And today, he caught somebody. Redneck skiing, I'll call it, in a big truck, pulling somebody skiing behind it. So you never know. It's been that, the rain has been that bad. While in Texas, they're saying for the next 4 or 5 days, it's going to get up to 106 degrees. That's pretty toasty when you say 106 degrees. That's burnout lawn time. And then next week, up to 108, but nothing like Tehran. In Iran, they're saying that they've got 164 degree reading. Yeah, 160. I mean, who is going out in 164 degrees? Are you kidding me? I mean, they're calling it a brutal heat dome. It makes it feel like it's 164 for more than a week. Iran and Iraq enduring these scorching temps. In Baghdad, they're declaring it a 4-day heat holiday. And people are leaving this main cities to get away from it. I mean, that's not livable. That's incredible, 164 degrees. I mean, in Iraq, they say it's been over 120 degrees for the 8th straight day. So that's hellish weather. The quicksand of the Middle East. You never know what you're going to get. People are just jumping into the Tigris River to cool off, anything to cool off. That's terrible. You know, in Pakistan, because of the heat wave they had in June, they had like 600 people dead in just 3 days because of how the temperatures were. India, same thing. 5-week heat wave from April to the end of May. 230 people died because of that. Whew. I'll take that 106 over that 164. And 106, boy, that really is when you go out your front door. I thought it was a joke when people would say that. For any of you that have been in extreme heat and they say, well, you just crack an egg and throw it on the pavement and watch what happens. And you really can fry an egg. Which really freaks me out. Just throw that egg on the ground and watch it sizzle. In the Middle East, it doesn't even leave the shell and it starts sizzling right away. Boom! Like that, it's over. All right, stay with us. Final Curve next on ATN. We'll be right back.
is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, we're making that final turn here for this hour of America Tonight, inviting you to dive into the conversation. What do you think, Joe Biden, little old Joe, has been in politics forever and a day, knock off one Clinton and instead be the nominee for the Democrats? Hillary Clinton would just disappear. I think they probably own an island somewhere. She'd just go and live on that island. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Or you can flip me your thoughts at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Dan in Texas. Hello.
I knew that was coming.
You knew it.
Yeah. Okay. I think you're forgetting about a little scenario I ran down to you the other day. John Kerry, who is a fellow Marxist like Obama, is going to be probably running for president, and he almost beat George Bush last time.
Yeah.
And he is of the same ilk as Obama and wants to do the same thing as Obama. Hillary is not liked by the Obamas. They do not like the Obamas. There is blood in the water, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
With the investigation that's going on, I think there's going to be pressure to bear that to keep from going to jail and having a whole lot of people wanting to chop your head off for all the money they've given that's not going to come to any kind of fruition, she's going to bow out due to health concerns. And then instead of Joe Biden, who is 72 years old and would be absolute disaster for the Democrats, they'll put all their marbles into one basket behind Kerry, and they'll make the grand march.
Well, that would be the best thing for Republicans, because I just don't see, depending on who it is, Kerry, I mean, already that ship has sailed. I don't see that. So that would be interesting that if that scenario played out.
Yeah, and you heard about the robot that was traveling around
Canada
and got to the United States.
Yeah.
And then the good old Americans beat it up and tore its head off and legs off and arms off, left it on the curb. But the Canadians said they're going to rebuild another one. One of the ideas of building it was to see if humans could be trusted around robots. Okay.
Oh, crazy.
What do you call a processed pig?
Processed pig, bacon.
Nope, chop suey.
Ah! Oh, that's funny. Oh, you are hilarious.
I made
Dan.
That up.
That's good. You
okay.
Make a you do pretty good in that joke department. There's no doubt about it. Thanks, Dan. Enjoy. All right. So his scenario could come out. I mean, it could come true. Kerry has been mentioned. Oh, just first of all, what kind of country do we live in that we have these also rants? Just put aside labels. Put aside Democrat, Republican. I mean, this is the best of the best. The people are recycled. That don't even make it the first time around. Are you kidding? And so they recycle them again. They get this extra do-over and another do-over. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? That's ridiculous. You know, one of the saddest things I think that I read, because I can remember as a kid my mom taking me to one of those big top circuses, like a real circus. Sorry, no offense to Ringling Brothers, but not like a homogenized circus where you go into the concrete palace of wherever your favorite sports team plays, but where it's like the old-fashioned circuses. Well, in New Hampshire, two people died, 15 were injured. A circus tent collapsed because they had a storm. 250 people were trapped on these fairgrounds, which give or take about 90 miles or so from Concord. They evacuated the state's emergency operations center. The National Weather Service posted severe thunderstorm warnings across New Hampshire for Monday night, and it was just one of those freak things. But how awful, because it's very exciting to go to what I call a real circus, where you go to the fairgrounds, you go to an area where it's all set up like that, and it looks like the traveling circus, like it's supposed to look, right? Not like you're in the concrete palaces. But that's awful. And we've seen these things with tents before. I saw a video one time of a bouncy house. You know how those bouncy houses are so popular? That was on a beach, and all of a sudden, boom, like a wind shear comes up. And it was in Florida, and there was kids in the house, lifted the house, flying through the air, incredible heights, like up to six stories, and then smack down on the ground. It is such a miracle that those kids weren't killed, because you had like 4 3-year-olds or whatever in there. They were really, really young. And that wind just surprised everyone, boom, picked that up, and dragged that house out there. So a circus tent collapsing in a weird storm, I can see it. And even if they say, oh, there's thunderstorm warnings, I mean, are you really thinking, geez, am I really safe here? You're just not thinking that. You're looking at how many spikes are in the ground, how it's really anchored down. You're not thinking, this is the day I'm going to be in this tent and it's going to go over. But it's those possibilities exist, right? Because of crazy wind patterns. It's like the tornadoes. We talk about the tornadoes. Because we talked on this show, because I talked about the fact about the big game hunting, and now there's still all the furor over Cecil the Lion, there's a crazy story about a man trying to shoot an armadillo. I'm sure Dan could make up a joke for this one, but shot himself instead. So a guy in Texas tries to do that, and instead he hits himself. Whoops. Can you say a rebound shot? Just hits something, boom, and bounces back and hits you. Oh, crazy. Isn't it? I mean, that's crazy. Trying to pick off an armadillo, and that's what you get. And you shoot yourself. I guess he's okay. I mean, it's not fatal. That's the good news there. And this is whatever happened to Jared Fogle. You know the name? The Subway spokesperson? Well, here's the latest. Jared Fogle allegedly claimed to have paid a 16-year-old $100 for sex. This is according to an affidavit that they've got on file, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, right? And they had a bunch of text messages between Fogle and a former female Subway franchise person. And the FBI hasn't confirmed that there's an open case, but there's something going on. They have new information. So they're looking at the new information. And the people that reported it said that they independently verified the authenticity of the affidavit about the 16-year-old. Whew. How far the mighty have fallen. And Jared Fogle, of course, is separated from the company for now. And in an emailed statement on Monday, Subway said, "We have no record that this alleged complaint was ever brought to our attention. Had it been, we would have taken immediate action." In the alleged conversations, Fogle asked the franchisee to advertise herself on Craigslist for sex with other men. Oh, you knew there was some sorted weird thing here. And this is all allegedly. She reportedly responded to one text saying, "Is this the same website you found that 16-year-old that you messed with? I still can't believe you paid only $100. Wow. So I think he's toast. If they can absolutely make this stick, which it looks like they have evidence, I don't think you're going to see Jared on Subway commercials anytime soon. It's more a question of, can he stay out of jail? Or is he going to end up behind bars for having sex with a minor? Hey, thanks for listening to This Hour of America tonight.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.